mighty challenge.
Peter.
Good evening.
Good evening, Peter. Gosh, you like to ring nice and early, don't you?
Oh, I do. I get to talk to Freya that way.
Yes, you're monopolising Freya's time. That's okay.
Well, you know, for all those people who like to praise her, I heard her first.
I rang first, therefore I heard her first.
That's
yes.
Right.
Where do you want to start, Peter?
I'm going to start with flora because there's probably two or three plants I know about.
Two or three?
Well, I'm not a botanist, but if I get the question I'm wanting, you'll find out why I say that.
Okay, question one. In which Australian state or territory could you witness the turning of the fagus every autumn?
The turning of the fagus?
The fagus. that wasn't one of the questions you had in mind, by the sounds of it.
No, I don't know about faguses.
It could be fagi. Who knows?
I'm going to go with Tasmania.
It is Tasmania. Oh. What made you lean in that direction?
The fact that I was absolutely sure it wasn't New South Wales.
Well, if it's not New South Wales, it must be Tasmania.
And are you going to tell us what it is?
The fagus. No, I don't know either. Someone will know.
I just thought it was the coldest place I could think of where you'd need to turn something over so we'd get enough warmth from the sun or something like that. Yeah. You know? Anyway.
All right. Now, I did not look it up pre-show. Someone tell me what. Oh, hang on. Freya's got it for us, of course. It refers to the annual autumn phenomenon where Tasmania's native Neophagus gunny, which are Australia's only winter deciduous tree, transforms the alpine hillsides into brilliant shades of gold, rust and fiery red.
So the coldness was a factor, but not in the way I thought.
Mm. Well done anyway, Peter, you got it. You live to get another flora question. Would you like to stay in this category?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to wait. I don't think I'm going to get another black magnet tonight, so I'd like to stay in this. I'm sort of hoping to get the question I'm after again. Still.
Question two. Which genus of trees has a name that means well covered in Greek?
It's, Greek. Eucalyptus.
It is eucalyptus.
Calypto being Greek for hidden and you being Greek for good.
You're all over this. Staying in Australian flora?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Question three. The Cooktown orchid is the floral emblem of which state or territory?
Cooktown is in Queensland. I'm going to go Queensland.
Yes. That wasn't very tricky, was it?
No.
That was a bit of a gimme. Question four. What is the most widely cultivated native Australian food crop?
Okay. I always assume there's a trick in the question, but maybe there isn't. I'm going to say wheat.
It is not wheat.
Oh, no.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Ba-bum. And you didn't get the question you wanted.
No, I didn't get one about. I won't mention it because it might give away the answer.
Well, it might never be asked either.
Oh, okay. Well, I just the only flora thing I mainly know is tilopia. Tilopia specissimoma.
Well, I can safely tell you there is not a question about that.
And that's because my great-grandfather named the suburb in Sydney of Tilopia.
Really?
Yeah, after the plant.
Ah.
It's Waratah. The common name is Waratah.
Well, what a lovely little claim to fame, Peter.
Anyway.
Fare thee well.
He was a horticulturist. I'm not.
Bye.
Bye.
There's Peter in Sydney. Harry's got it. Maurice in Albany has the answer. Oh, so does Susan in Hobart and Ray in the Bay. Good work. Rodney in Warburton. Hello, Rodney.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Rodney. Can you tell me what the most widely cultivated native Australian food crop is?
I would have said wheat as well. I thought it would have been wheat.
Is wheat native to Australia?
I don't know, is it? how many questions do I have to answer? I'm not quite sure.
Just this one. at the moment. What is the most widely cultivated native Australian food crop? I'm assuming that wheat is imported, yes.
Well, native is the obvious word.
Exactly.
Just trying to think of something that could be native that's widely grown. I'm sorry, Susan.
Nothing, Rodney?
Native. What could possibly be widely grown that's native? No, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass.
That's all right. Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you.
Bye. We have Julie Hazard, Sandy and Lee and Gavin and Chipper and David and Annette in Perth have all figured the answer out to this one. Joni in Preston. Joni?
Hi, Suzanne. I'm similar to the last caller. I'm hung up on that native part. Like, I'm trying to think what's grown widely. It's an interest. I'd be really interested to hear the answer. I'm going to just take a stab at it. This is probably wrong. Is it rice?
It is not rice.
I thought, is there native rice? Is that such a thing? No, of course not. Okay.
Thanks, Joni. We're all learning how much we don't know about our native food crops, I think. Lorenzo in Fulham Gardens, hi.
Hello there, Suzanne.
Okay, any reports from Adelaide this week?
Controversy. Premier Malinowskis chopping down, I think, about 600 fully grown trees in the golf course so that the Saudi Arabian Live Golf can do their thing. And also Adelaide United lost tonight in the semi-final in the A-League. So, they were my two highlights.
Okay. I tell you this, neither of them are in That Was the Week That Was.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but you can't even go there unless you can tell me what the most widely cultivated native Australian food crop is.
Would not have a clue, but I'm just guessing the kumquat.
It is. I mean, that is at least, I think, I'm pretty sure it's native Australian, but that's not the answer.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks, Lorenzo. Let's see. Maybe Tim in Melbourne has an idea about this.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how's it going?
Tim, can you tell me what the most widely cultivated native Australian food crop is? It's not wheat, it's not rice, it's not a kumquat.
No, it's the native bit that's getting me. Is it macadamia nuts?
It is macadamia nuts, Tim. Well done.
That was a guess. I was thinking lemon myrtle or something, and then I wasn't sure because they're grown more in Hawaii now, I think. Is that right? Now more than Australia, I think. But, yeah, I don't know.
Can't tell you that, but you are correct. It's macadamia nuts. Would you like to stay in Australian flora?
No.
Okay. Hotels and motels. You could have true crime. You can have history, or you can have That Was the Week That Was.
Let's go history. Why not? That's a pretty random topic.
Question five. The Bismarck was sunk in which ocean, Tim?
Oh, geez. I'm not going to know. The North Atlantic? I don't know.
It's the Atlantic, so you can have that.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
Okay.
Do you want to stay in history?
Yeah, why not?
Question six. In which ancient culture would family members shave off their eyebrows as a mark of respect when their cats died?
That is so random.
People who loved their cats.
Which was the Egyptians? I'll go with that.
Yes, it's the Egyptians, Tim.
Okay.
Well done. They are cat lovers.
Yes, they've all got the hieroglyphics and cats. So that's the only reason I went for that.
Mm. Staying in history.
Yes.
Yes. Question seven. Which scientist said the one great mistake in my life was his 1939 letter to Franklin Roosevelt supporting the development of the atomic bomb?
Oppenheimer?
It was not Oppenheimer.
No, I know who it was.
No, but you didn't say it, Tim.
Yeah, I know who it was. I'm not going to say it now and give it away, but no, thank you very much. Anyway,
all right.
I went too quickie.
Thanks, Tim.
No worries. Cheers. Have a good night.
1-300-800-222. Mark in Coffs Harbour. Hello, Mark. Okay, question 7, Mark. Which scientist said the one great mistake in my life was his 1939 letter to Franklin Roosevelt supporting the development of the atomic bomb? It was not Oppenheimer.
It wasn't either. He was a genius, wasn't he?
You tell me. Who is it?
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein is correct, Mark. Would you like to stay in history? You could have true crime. You could have That Was the Week That Was. You could have hotels and motels, or you could try to finish off Australian flora.
I'll keep on going with Australian history and see if I get two.
Yeah, it's not Australian history. It's just world history. But
oh,
yes.
Well, history. Yeah. I've only got one here.
Okay. Question 8. In which decade of the 20th century did India and Pakistan gain their independence from the United Kingdom?
I'll say...
Which decade, Mark?
Which decade?
All right, I need an answer, Mark.
30s.
30s. It is not the 30s. Thanks for playing, Mark. Now, a lot of people saying that the kumquat is not a native to Australia. It's actually native to China and Southeast Asia. Maybe Lorenzo was thinking of the kwandong. They've got a similar sound to it, don't they? Now, who's got this one? Diana, Ray in the Bay, Adrian, Stella, Jim, Maurice, David in Singleton, Susan in Hobart, Harry in the Bay. What about Stuart? G'day, Stuart.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne. How you doing?
Yeah, can't complain, Stuart.
It's nice to hear you. You've got that wonderful voice of yours.
Oh.
I feel very... I'm trying to be nice to people now. I've had a change of heart. How you doing?
Did something happen, Stuart? Did you have some kind of Road to Damascus conversion or something?
I had an epiphany.
Yeah?
No, not really. Okay. I just think it's... well, life's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's well, it can be.
And you always sound pretty chirpy, so... Fair enough.
Thanks, Stuart.
And I'm finished now. No compliments left. Hey, what was that? what was the thing called in Tasmania? That flower.
The fagus.
I didn't have the fagus idea.
Very good. Very good.
And my dad was a funny guy. I'll be brief. Is it okay, Dad? We used to live in Prospect. You know Prospect.
I do.
And Flora Terrace, which goes to the north out of their footy club, and he used to say to people, we live in Flora Terrace, but don't spread it around. You get it, eh?
Yes.
My dad was just a great guy. I really miss him, eh? He was 90 when he died, but he was such a good guy.
No. It's isn't it one? That's wonderful to hear that you had such a dad you really loved. Yeah.
I just thinking about it a while ago. I get fairly sentimental sometimes. So I'll be quiet now. It's 1940s.
It is 1940s. That is
47,
the
47. It's not a 49.
47. You're right.
Yeah,
that's when India and Pakistan gained their independence from the United Kingdom.
Well, they just cut the place. The British just cut the place up. God, what a brutal regime they were.
It did turn into a bit of a mess, certainly around that time, didn't it, Stuart?
Absolutely.
Let's not dwell too much on that.
Let's think positive. I'm Mr. Positive now.
That's right. All right, Stuart. Well, Stuart, it's always lovely to talk to you and to, hear your outlook on life.
Right.
Would you like to
make a blooper, though, don't I?
Would you? Well, we won't talk about that tonight because we're being positive.
We are. Now, okay, let's kick on then, Suzanne. Let's get on.
Would you like to stay in history? You can also have true crime. You will. Okay.
I think I will because I'll be history after this question, I think.
Stuart, you know what? You're definitely part of nightlife history.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not too sure if that's too good. There's a few people dropping off.
Question nine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be one of them one day.
Come on. Let's get on with this question. Question nine. Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope?
Oh, it's true. Francis. Was he the... Oh, that's right. He was a lawnmower salesman, was he? Hang on a minute. Let me think. Of which what is... Say it again, Suzanne, please.
Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope?
I was actually thinking of Francis the Mule, but would it be Benedictine?
I'm afraid it is not the Benedictines.
Well, Suzanne, it's been lovely talking to you, and I think I've been benedicted.
Goodbye, Stuart. Talk to you next time. Oh, dear me. All right. Let's now go to 9-year-old Colin in Perth. Hello, Colin.
Hello.
Very nice to chat to you tonight. Now, Colin, have you got any idea? Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope?
Catholic?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a Catholic, but no, we want a more specific order. Stuart mentioned the Benedictines. Can you think of any other order?
No.
All right. Well, next time, Colin, you might get luckier with a question.
Thank you.
Okay, nice to chat to you. We have Tara the Truckee. Hey, Tara.
How are you, Susan? What was the answer to the Australian crop one?
The macadamia nut.
I thought that was my guess, but I didn't hear the answer. So,
excellent.
I was calling in at the time, so I didn't hear it.
Don't worry, you were right. You knew your macadamia nut. Right, we are on question nine, Tara. Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope? It's not the Benedictines.
I've got about three choices, but I'm going to go with the Knights Templar.
No, not the Knights Templar either. Thanks, Tara. Oh,
thanks, Susan.
Who's got it? A couple of people do. Annette in Perth, Jess in Warrnambool, Diana in Woodanilling, Paul in North Fitzroy, Vincent, Jim in Campbelltown. Hillary's got it too. Right. Let's go to Grant in Waterloo. I do have a couple of lines free now, 1-300-800-222. Hey, Grant.
Hi, Susanna. How are you?
Grant, I'm well.
That's good because the last lady said Susan. So you let it go through to the keeper, which is very good of you. So
yeah, look, I can't rule with an iron rod all the time, can I, Grant?
No. Very quickly, thanks for Peter to put in the botany questions and just a little bit of history. Yes, I am Grant from Waterloo, but the indigenous name for Waterloo I've found out is what's called Ilpa, which is Illpah, which apparently means place of many raspberries. So that's the
kidding.
No. It's what, the
native raspberries?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but apparently it's an old term, and that's because of we've got a new metro station at Waterloo, so that's been there's some history there, and they're also doing a redevelopment here. So there you go. So
yeah, I got out at the station at Waterloo sometime last week or the week before.
There you go. You would have been across the road from when you came out. You would have been across the road from my building. So there you go. Yeah. Did you see all the big Indigenous boy? The big photo of the Indigenous boy.
Yes.
Yes. So it's a very Indigenous area. So
now Ray in the Bay is just saying yes, there were native raspberries.
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks.
And just while I would have had my guess that was going to be the finger lines, because I would have thought that would have been more widespread than the macadamias. Mm. I thought the macadamias were only sort of top of New South Wales and maybe a bit of Queensland, but anyway, there you go.
Right. Grant, let's question nine. Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope?
The last bit before I try and have a question, Einstein, yes, regretted his 39 thing, but he just towards the end, before they actually dropped the bomb, he actually wrote a letter to the president at, I think it was Fermi's, asking, and it's debatable whether the president actually got the letter because I think one of the presidents died just before Truman did. Now, to get on to this question, I don't know whether this is an actual order or not, but is it Francis of Assisi?
No. So yeah. I'll rule out the Franciscans for you.
There you go. Yeah. No worries. That's my okay. name too. Back. Yes, while you're at it. Cheers. So there you go.
Goodbye, Grant from Waterloo. Nice to talk to you tonight. Hello, Kylie.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
Yes. Well, Kylie. Now, Kylie, do you know, we've got a question, question 9. Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope? We've ruled out Benedictines, Franciscans and Knights Templar.
Oh, look, I'll pass that on. Have a good week and I'll give you a ring next week.
Okay.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thanks, Kylie. Stephen Lester. Oh, got to press you. Steve, there you are.
Yes. Indeed, here I am.
Indeed. Do you know which religious order we're looking for, Steve?
Since everyone else has ticked off everything, I'd guess that. I've got to be wrong. The Shakers.
The Shakers. It is not the Shakers, I'm afraid.
I thought it was a funny answer.
Thanks, Steve.
Ta-ha.
All right, some more lines have come up. 1-300-800-222. Graham in Lowood.
Good evening.
Good evening. Graham, Francis was the first member of which religious order to serve as Pope?
My knowledge of Catholic orders is very limited, so I'm going to go with Jesuits.
Jesuit is correct. Well done, Graham. Woohoo! Right, what would you like to do? We've got one more Australian flora question. We have That Was the Week That Was. We have True Crime and we have Hotels and Motels. We've finished history now.
Let's try True Crime, please.
Question 10. Ma Baker was killed in a shootout with which US law enforcement agency?
All that comes to mind is the FBI. I'm not convinced it is, but I'll just have to go FBI.
It is the FBI, Graham.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. They were who she was killed in a shootout with. Would you like to stay in true crime?
Sure.
Question 11. Stolen from Louis XVI in 1791, by what famous name is the Tavernier Blue Diamond now known?
Blue Diamond. No, I'm going to have to pass. Sorry.
Bye, Graham.
Bye.
John in Ashfield. Hello, John.
How are you, Suzanne? How are you going?
Yes. Well, John, question 11. Stolen from Louis XVI in 1791, by what famous name is the Tavernier Blue Diamond now known?
Oh. I think I might have to pass on that one.
Can you think of any famous diamonds?
I can only think of. I don't know whether there's such a thing. The Good Luck Diamond.
It's not the Good Luck Diamond. All right. Thanks, John.
Okay. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Marion in Locklear.
Oh, I rang up for the Pope's.
Union, you're Jesuits, hey, Marion?
Yes, I knew the Jesuits, yes.
Yes. Well, you can have a go at this one. Question 11, stolen from Louis XVI in 1791, by what famous name is the Tavernier Blue Diamond now known?
Oh, I don't know. I can even remember the Hope Diamond, but I don't think it's that.
Are you sure, Marion?
Well, I'll say the Hope Diamond.
Marion, it's the Hope Diamond.
I don't know where that came from.
Good work. Ed had it, so did Craig and Harry and Diana and Morgan also knew it. Now, Marion, you could stay in true crime. You could go to That Was the Week That Was. You could have Hotels and Motels, or you could try to finish off Australian flora for us.
I'll go with the one I was just on, whichever.
True crime.
Yes.
Question 12. In which year of the 1960s did Bruce Reynolds and his gang undertake the Great Train Robbery?
In which year?
In which year of the 1960s?
Oh, right. I'll say 62 comes to mind, but I don't know why.
Oh, it's not 62. I'm sorry, Marion.
Right.
All right. Nice to chat.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Peter at Yamina Beach.
Hey, how are you going?
Peter, in which year of the 1960s did Bruce Reynolds and his gang undertake the great train robbery?
Okay, the lady before just said 62, correct?
She did.
I think 64.
It is not 64.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Sammy in Barara Heights.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Sammy, it feels like it's been a while.
It has been.
Mm. All right.
I've been having a rest.
Okay. How's your husband snoring?
Oh, he's in the snoring room right now.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a good memory.
Yeah. Well, it was quite, what was that description you gave of him? It was very, very memorable.
Feeling him.
That's right. That's right.
Like, you know, you'd be sitting there and you go, and that, like, it's like the steaming's coming in and they go, and he'd let go and his fingers back out. I'm sure there are other people, partners or people that snore that experience this issue.
I'm sure. Now, question 12. In which year of the 1960s did Bruce Reynolds and his gang undertake the great train robbery? We have ruled out 62 and 64.
I'm going to go in the middle and say 63.
That's very clever of you, Sammy. It was 1963 that the great train robbery happened. True crime, that was the week that was hotels and motels or Australian flora?
Let's go hotels and motels, please.
Question 13. In which Scandinavian capital would you find the Hotel d'Angleterre, the Socialist Hotel and the Radisson Collection Royal Hotel?
Scandinavian. Sweden. Do you want the...
Well, we wanted the capital, but we will rule out Stockholm, which is the capital of Sweden. Because it's not that.
Well, I was just going to say Sweden. I know it's in Sweden, but no.
Sammy, you're out. You're done.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Okay. Take shelter from the snoring. Nice to chat with you. Here is George in Fremantle.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
George, in which Scandinavian capital would you find the Hotel d'Angleterre, the Socialist Hotel and the Radisson Collection Royal Hotel?
Did you say you've ruled out Stockholm?
I have ruled out Stockholm.
Well, then Oslo or Helsinki. Look, I'll say Helsinki because I don't know.
It is not Helsinki.
Okay, no problem.
All right, bye, George. Brian in Nowra. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Brian, in which Scandinavian capital would you find the Hotel d'Angleterre, the Socialist Hotel and the Radisson Collection Royal Hotel? It's not Sweden and it's not Helsinki.
I'll just say Copenhagen.
Copenhagen is the correct answer, Brian.
Wow.
Would you like to stay in hotels and motels? You could go back to true crime. You could open That Was the Week That Was, or you could try to finish Australian Flora.
No, I'll go for The Week That Was.
Question 14, Brian. Who is the federal shadow treasurer?
Andrew Wilson.
It's not Andrew Wilson, no. I will have to let you go, Brian. Thank you for playing. Jeff in Toowoomba. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello. Not Andrew Wilson. Who is the federal shadow treasurer? Question 14.
So Jim Charles, I got complete mind blank here. I do know it, but I can't come up with a name, so I'm going to have to pass.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, we will talk to you another time. Emery in Doonside. Hi, Emery.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Yeah, very well. Do you know who the Federal Shadow Treasurer is?
I'm thinking Manus. Mick Manus?
Mick Manus? No, that is not the answer that I'm looking for either. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling.
See ya.
Bye. We have Justin in, is it Kepera? Kepera, Justin?
Yeah, Kepera, that's right.
Where is that? I've never heard of it.
It's near Fernie Grove, Mitchelton, Brisbane.
Brisbane, Northwest okay.
Brisbane.
All right.
Northwest Brisbane, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Federal Opposition Treasurer.
Yes.
Oh, God. Andrew Lamming, try to guess out there.
No, it's not Andrew Lamming.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Shane in Singleton. Hi, Shane.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's the Federal Shadow Treasurer?
Well, for the life of me, I can't come up with it. I think they've probably got a bit of a problem with name recognition there. Everybody seems to be having trouble here. No, I'll just let it pass.
Thanks, Shane. George from Lakemba.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne.
Hi, George. George, who's the Federal Shadow Treasurer?
Well, that previous gentleman said Andrew Wilson was very, very close. You just had the wrong Wilson. It's Tim Wilson, the member for Goldstein.
It is Tim Wilson, George. Would you like to stay in That Was the Week That Was? You could go back to True Crime or Hotels and Motels, or there's our final question in Australian Flora.
No, I disagree with the previous caller that if they're having trouble remembering the name of the Shadow Treasurer right after the Shadow Reply speech, then the Coalition really is in trouble. Let's go for the week that was there.
Very well. Question 15, George. How many of Coles' 14 down promotional discount tickets were found to be misleading by the federal court this week?
Good grief. I did hear about the case. I didn't go into the forensic detail. So it was how many of the 14 did you say?
How many of Coles' 14 down promotional discount tickets were found to be misleading by the federal court this week?
I think I seem to remember that maybe there was only one that wasn't misleading. So let's go 13.
13 is the correct answer, George. Yeah. Do you want to stay in That Was the Week That Was?
I'm changing my mind now. What else did we have again? The hotel?
We have True Crime, Hotels and Motels, and we have one more Australian Flora question.
Let's go to the Hotels and Motels.
Okay, George. Question 16. Major Gowan, Miss Tibbs and Miss Gatsby are the permanent residents at which fictional English hotel?
Can you just give me the names again? I think I know which one it is, but just
Major Gowan, Miss Tibbs, and Miss Gatsby.
Yeah. Well, the Major kind of gives me a hint that it might be Fawlty Towers.
Yes, George, it is Fawlty Towers. Very well done. George, are you staying in hotels and motels?
Yes, I don't really like many of these subjects that you're offering, but I'll stay there.
Question 17. Which 2011 film stars Dev Patel, Judy Dench and Maggie Smith?
What do they call it? I'm trying to remember the full title. It's the Marigold Hotel, but there's another word before it. I never actually watched it. So on the tip of my tongue, and hopefully I'll help the next person who might have seen it. But there's something, it's a something Marigold Hotel, and I'm just trying to remember what the missing word is. It does help if you see the movie, not just
it does. It does. I saw the movie.
Oh, I'm sure you loved it.
All right, George, are you out?
You're not going to give me a hint like an initial for the missing word.
No, I'm not.
Oh, thank you for your generosity.
You're very welcome. All right, George, I will move along. On the SMS, Stella's missing one of the words, but Maurice and Harry and Pat at the point and Cheryl know which one this is. Let's see if Jacqueline from Ballarat has it. You see a few movies, don't you, Jacqueline?
Oh, well, yes, I did see that. And a girl I was at school with was in it.
No.
I knitted her a bikini once.
What? What a random collection of facts, Jacqueline, exactly. And connections.
Actually, I only rang to tell you there's a new Prime Minister's bust in Ballarat.
Oh.
That I haven't seen. I didn't know about it.
This will be Anthony Albanese's bust.
No.
The
other one, the one who was playing the ukulele on his holidays.
Scott Morrison.
That's the one.
Have they not put one up for Albanese? Are they a few years behind, are they, with their busts?
Yeah, they're a long way behind. Oh. I think we poor ratepayers have to pay for them now.
Mm.
It's a bit naughty. I'm Australian now, by the way, as well.
Well, happy being Australian, Jacqueline.
I've only been here 39 years.
Now, Jacqueline, can you give me the rest of the film, which 2011 film stars Dev Patel, Judy Dench and Maggie Smith and your friend?
And my friend. The best.
Yeah, okay. Now, George gave us Marigold Hotel.
Best
it's the best. Something, Marigold Hotel. Marigold, we just want the something.
I know. What is that? The best? Oh, goodness. No, I can't think. I'll be annoyed when I hear it, but don't worry.
Okay.
Nice to hear you again.
Well, you too.
Missing a while.
Jacqueline?
I haven't rung for ages.
You haven't.
Someone said they hadn't heard me lately, so I thought I'd better.
Well, you'd better make your presence felt.
I'm only ringing you. Paul, the other guy, what's his name? Paul. Lips too grumpy.
Ooh.
Can I say that aloud?
Oh, Jacqueline, I'm going to let you go now because that that wasn't very diplomatic or nice, maybe. Anyway, who have we got now? Michael in Berrydale. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, we're just looking for a word to complete the name of this 2011 film that stars Dev Patel, Judy Dench and Maggie Smith. It's the best something Marigold Hotel. What's that missing word?
It reminds me of that ad when the guy says, how exotic, remember?
Exotic is your answer, is it, Michael?
The best exotic. Yes.
Yes, you are correct. Exotic was that missing word. So it was the best exotic Marigold Hotel. Do you want to stay in hotels and motels? You could also have true crime. That was the week that was. We've got one more Australian flora question.
I'm going to go Australian flora, thank you.
Question 18. Hang on, there it is. Which common desert grass is known as jumpy in Central Australia?
I don't know exactly. Maybe what, kangaroo grass?
It is not kangaroo grass, no.
I'm worth a try.
Bye. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, Neil says they don't create the bust until the Prime Minister leaves office. That way they can put the period that they were in office on the plinth. That makes perfect sense. But still, if they're only putting Scott Morrison's up relatively recently, that does indicate a bit of a delay, doesn't it? I guess the artists have to get everything just right. Betty in Dapto. Hi, Betty.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, Betty.
How are things in the family?
Yeah, well, they're all right. Now, look, Betty, which common desert grass is known as jumpy in Central Australia?
Would it be paspalin?
No, it's not paspalin.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Betty. Dave is in Perth. Hi, Dave.
How's things, Suzanne?
They're good, Dave. Which common desert grass is known as jumpy in Central Australia?
Maybe Spinifex?
Spinifex is correct. Well done, Dave. Do you want hotels and motels, true crime, or that was the week that was?
The week that was, maybe.
Question 19. The senior coach of which AFL club quit this week after 7 consecutive defeats?
Voss. Michael Voss?
The senior coach of which AFL club quit this week?
Oh, geez, that's Carlton.
Carlton is what I'm looking for. Thanks, Dave.
Geez, okay.
Staying in that was the week that was?
Yeah, okay.
Question 20. Sung by Delta Goodrum, what's the title of Australia's 2026 Eurovision entry?
I was thinking this today. And I knew the answer. It's like a word.
Got anything for me, Dave?
I knew it an hour ago, I'm telling you.
You'll probably know it again in another couple of minutes too.
It's a one word title, I know that much. Okay.
Dave, we might have to move on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Charles is in Dimboola. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Sylvia.
Charles, I'm after the name of the song that Australia is has entered into Eurovision, sung by Delta Goodrum.
Yeah, you've got me thinking. I have heard it. I've done it briefly. I'm paying a lot of attention, but probably more attentive to the fact that the way she was performing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first time caller to you.
Oh, that's nice, Charles.
I've listened. I'm a long-time listener.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Do you call Phil?
I have one.
Okay. You're not a complete newbie then, just a partial newbie.
Yeah, but a long-time listener. What was that? 29.
I've got lots of people on the SMS have it, Ned and Snoopy and Joy and Karen and Mary. Can you give me anything, Charles?
Oh, golly. You're coming down that walkway. And, oh, boy.
All right, Charles, I might have to move along.
I have to go, but yeah, just let.
All right, Charles, better luck next time. Let's see, Claire in Modbury. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Suzanne.
Do you know the name of Australia's 2026 Eurovision entry?
I think it's Eclipse.
It is Eclipse. One touch, one kiss, all my life for a night like this. The world stops for us, only love exists when we get here. Yeah, she's looking pretty strong too, Claire. Are you going to be watching?
No, I'm not getting up at 4 a.m.
Fair enough. Yes. All right, Claire, you got question 20. You can have That Was the Week That Was, True Crime, Hotels and Motels.
I'll stick with That Was the Week That Was.
Okay, we have one more question in this category. Question 21. Independent Tasmanian Senator Tammy Tyrrell has joined which political party this week?
Oh, I've not heard this story, but One Nation?
No, she did not join One Nation. No. Thanks, okay. Claire.
Thanks.
Bye. Bob in Greenacre.
Oh, I just had a query. I went to Lakemba Public School. I wondered whether George went to Lakemba Public School.
George, would you like to SMS in? Bob, do you remember a George from Lakemba Public School?
Yes.
Maybe it's the same one. Okay, Bob, while we let all of that play out and we'll see what George has to say, Independent Tasmanian Senator Tammy Tyrrell has joined which political party this week? Oh, actually, we've lost Bob. He's fallen off the line. All right, Bob, call back in if you're listening and you can. Stuart in Adelaide.
Hello.
Hi, Stuart. At 21, Independent Tasmanian Senator Tammy Tyrrell joined which political party this week?
No, I don't really know much. I'm just going to throw out a guess. Let's just say Labor.
Yes, it was the ALP that she joined. Right, that finishes up That Was the Week That Was. Your options now are either True Crime or Hotels and Motels, Stuart.
I think I go with True Crime.
Question 22. In 2007, which Melbourne gangster pleaded guilty to the murders of Lewis Moran and his son Jason Moran?
I don't really have a clue.
All right. Thanks very much, Stuart. Justin in Perth. Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
In 2007, Justin, which Melbourne gangster pleaded guilty to the murders of Lewis Moran and his son Jason Moran?
I can see his face, Suzanne, and I can't think of his name, the baby face, so I'll bid you good night.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you. Marie in Naruma.
Hello, how you going, Suzanne?
Yeah, well, Marie. Any idea who this was? The Melbourne gangster who pleaded guilty to the murders of Lewis Moran and his son Jason Moran in 2007?
Well, I'm guessing, my guess is Tony Mockbell.
It's not Tony Mockbell, no.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Thanks, Murray. A couple of lines come through. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Vando.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Well, who is this Melbourne gangster I'm looking for?
Well, so it's either, look, Carl Williams or his mate who starts with B, but I'm guessing it was Carl, like he was sort of responsible for it. He didn't actually do the job, but, yeah, so Carl Williams.
Carl Williams is correct, Vando.
There you go.
Well done. Yeah. Do you want to stay in true crime or you could go back to
true crime?
True crime. Okay, this is our final question in true crime, Vando.
Oh, wait, can I have a black one and a crocheted fridge magnet, please?
Ha ha. Which famous gangster headed the Chicago outfit from 1925? Yeah, don't even let me finish the question, Vando.
I don't have to. Oh! Hold on. I'm on the wireless. It's all right. Sorry.
In case you actually wanted to know the question, the rest of you, which famous gangster headed the Chicago outfit from 1925 until his imprisonment in 1931? Vando, there are two to go. Question 24 is this. The Singapore sling was invented in the bar of which famous hotel?
Oh, I think I've been there. It's a Singaporean hotel. The Palace?
It's not the Palace.
Oh,
Vanda, you're so close to the end too.
I know, I excited myself.
You could have been a contender, Vanda. Oh, well. Jai is on the road. Hi, Jai.
Hey, good. G'day.
Jai, we're on question 24. The Singapore sling was invented in the bar of which famous hotel?
Famous hotel? Raffles Hotel.
It is the Raffles Hotel, Jai. This puts you in the box seat. For the win, question 25, Jai. 2650 Virginia Ave, NW, Washington, D.C. is the address of which notorious hotel? Jai, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you try to say that again?
Watergate.
Jai, you're the winner of the Mighty Challenge.
Hi, yes, hey.
Have you ever won before?
No, I mean, actually, like between me and my mate, that we go. So I'm going to win a magnet. I'm going to put it on the back of my trailer so I can drive up and down the highway. Everyone knows that I'm a winner of the challenge.
ABC, listen.